You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, this is ridiculous. Oh, you got to see this picture I put on Facebook. Apparently, the Japanese company has developed a toilet motorcycle, and it actually runs on, you guessed it, poo-poo. Okay, now you're looking at this picture. The guy is actually sitting on a toilet. There's a big roll of toilet paper behind him. Then he has like a little toilet paper where the fuzzy dice usually go on your motorcycle or your basket with flowers. And it actually runs on poop. It's called the Toilet Bike Neo. Combines a three-wheel motorcycle with a latrine, and it runs on poo-poo. Now, they say if you do drive this while you're, you know, sitting there on the toilet, you can't read, okay? You still have to wear a helmet, and you got to still keep your eyes on the road while you're fueling the vehicle. Do you just ride on it naked? I don't understand. I really, really don't get it. Okay, a lot to talk about today. Of course, we're all just still stunned by the loss of Steve Jobs. We're going to just re-review what happened there. We're just absolutely stunned. Steve Jobs, founder of Apple, and recently died at age of 56 to islet cancer, pancreatic cancer, neuroendocrine cancer of the pancreas. We're just all in shock and stunned, so I just want to review pancreatic cancer again with you guys. Some very fascinating news where monkeys were able to use mind control to move a virtual arm. They were able to use your arm or use their mind to move a virtual limb, which is something that they could hopefully extrapolate to humans later and quadriplegics, where they could have a virtual limb, have it hooked up to a brain implant, and have you able to move it. Also, they looks like found a way to make embryonic stem cells from, I believe, adult skin. Really interesting stuff. So a lot to talk about today, but of course the most interesting are what is. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling over my words. I'm looking at all the pictures of Steve Jobs, and it's just really sad. It's really sad. Of course, we want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We were talking about Steve Jobs in the previous hour. I'm fascinated. He was actually adopted in his infancy. And we don't know much about his parents, but they apparently do know who his parents were. As a teenager, he met up with the buddy that he later went on to start Apple with. Before that, I believe he had a job with Hewlett-Packard. I think he was 14 years old, started working with Hewlett-Packard. Then he got a job with Atari as a technician. I believe he actually dropped out of college. His high school buddy, Steve Wozniak, he met in 1971. Those two later found Apple Computer. Had another partner who actually left after 2 weeks. He didn't have any foresight, and it was kind of interesting. We kind of went through his life story, and unfortunately, in 2003, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, underwent a Whipple procedure as well as a liver transplant. When we in the medical community heard about the liver transplant, we were concerned, okay, if it spread to the liver, you know, we're looking at a higher stage. Now, the type of cancer he has is not as aggressive as the adenocarcinomas, the more common pancreatic cancers like Patrick Swayze had. However, if it comes back after the transplant, it comes back with a vengeance. And we all knew something was up when he had to resign as CFO of Apple in August of this year. So he has died, age 56, and it's heartbreaking. And we talked about in the earlier hour, you know, signs of what pancreatic cancer could be. A lot of us are nervous because we don't see the signs like jaundice, weight loss, bowel obstruction until, of course, the pancreatic cancer has spread or become a mass that's fairly large and difficult to treat. And we were talking about how, you know, look, a lot of us have abdominal issues. We have, you know, gastric issues, heartburn, et cetera, and we ignore it. we just treat ourselves with over-the-counter. And anybody with chronic abdominal pain, in addition to being checked for ulcers with an EGD, we get an ultrasound and sometimes we get a CAT scan. And we check everything. We check gallbladder, liver, pancreas. Now, I'm not saying all pancreatic cancer will be caught early if you go straight to the GI doctor as soon as you have abdominal issues, but I think a lot more will be. So please don't ignore any signs of abdominal pain. All right, we are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is really interesting. Cloning methods were able to create embryonic stem cells, right, using human eggs. Now this is interesting, okay. They've been trying to transplant DNA from skin cells onto unfertilized human eggs. And what has been a problem is when you bring the X chromosome, the Y chromosome, and the cell ends up having three chromosomes, it doesn't live long. Well, what they were able to do was cause this embryonic stem cell to live long enough to create enough stem cells. Because when we talk about stem cells and harboring stem cells for future organs, we need enough of them. Okay? And they were able to create enough stem cells using skin cells of patients from type 1 diabetics and putting them into human eggs from donors. Now, these were unfertilized eggs. Now, of course, remember, human skin cells will have X and Y chromosomes because these people are already born. Yet the egg will have the X chromosome. So, of course, we want to make sure we don't have any chromosomal abnormalities. But it's kind of interesting stuff how they're able to do this. Now, of course, a lot of us are kind of worried, you know, like, okay, what are they going to do? Are they going to be doing cloning? You know, what are we looking at here? Again, I love the idea of having stem cells available if we need to grow organs and grow things that we need to transplant. What we do see in the medical community is transplants are becoming far and few between and having the organs and having enough donors that they are going to have to devise a way where if we need an organ that that, you know, obviously needs to be typed correctly, because a lot of us, you know, we get organs from a donor, and because that donor isn't related to us, we reject it. Even if it's as close a match as possible, many of us reject it, and we have to be on immunosuppressive drugs, etc. But if we're able to design our own organs from our own cells, then we don't have the worry about rejection. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, what way to reverse diabetes, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. This girl,
why don't woman... On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter. All right, a lot of quick medical headlines I want to run through that we talked about earlier this evening that I want to talk about now. They might have discovered something that could be later a pill that could reverse diabetes. Apparently, there's a natural occurring compound in our bodies called nicotinamide mononucleotide, NMN. Now, what this does is it kind of plays a role in how cells use energy, and what researchers have found in the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis is if they injected this, or if they gave mice this NMN compound, a diabetic mouse would turn non-diabetic. They would be able to metabolize their sugar. They showed no signs of diabetes. Now, when they introduced this into a male mouse, there was some good effect, not as dramatic as the female mice, but still an effect where it improved glucose tolerance. So what they want to do is, I mean, you can't just inject this NMN into a person. It's pretty toxic. But if there's a way where they could administer the NMN in drinking water or come up with a pill that humans could take, this would be probably a very, very easy and a very simple way to help cure diabetes. You have poor glucose tolerance. You take this nicotinamide mononucleotide, NMN, compound. It helps you improve your glucose tolerance. You're able to burn off your glucose and cut back on your diabetic symptoms and possibly diabetes. Fascinating stuff. We reviewed signs of diabetes, excessive thirst, getting up at night to pee, dizziness, lots of infections, whether they're yeast infections or inability to overcome regular infections, getting sick a lot. None of us want to be diabetic because you're behind the eight ball when it comes to stroke and heart disease. So if they could find a cure for this later, that would be fascinating. I mean, they're all excited about this, I'm sure, at the Washington universities, but we still have a long way to go. All right. Also in the news today, they said if you eat more slowly, you could ward off diabetes. I don't think it warded off completely, but I already told you one of my theories with diabetes is we eat too fast. We eat one big meal a day or two big meals a day. We, chomp it down. We just, woof it down because we're hungry. And the pancreas can't handle that. We got to eat little baby pieces. Little baby pieces. All right. Just kind of let your body get used to things like a car. Right? You don't want to be driving. You don't want to go from stop to go. You don't want to slam on the brakes and speed up. You want everything kind of, just moderation. Law of moderation. Like we were talking about hot dogs yesterday. Hot dog once in a blue moon should be okay. But every day, it could possibly increase your colon cancer risk. Law of moderation. Now, something that I don't think we have to be too moderate on is our olive oil. Looks like olive oil has been shown to halve the risk of stroke in the elderly. Now, of course, they're saying elderly age 65 and over living in French cities. This was from the University of Bordeaux. Again, I think 65 is still young, but they had looked at 8,000 people, followed them over the five-year history. None of them had a history of stroke, and they found that those that used olive oil regularly with their cooking cut their risk of stroke by 41%, right? Whereas those that never used olive oil. I think it's a great thing to use, guys. I think olive oil is healthy, and if you could use that to cook, again, I don't want you deep frying things, but if you are going to be using oil, I'd rather it be the olive oil. And one of my Italian friends told me you smack it on your face, and it kind of helps your skin look young and pretty. I like that. All right. In more medical headlines, we were talking about earlier how men with high testosterone seem to have less risk of heart disease and stroke later in life. Now, we aren't talking about people going to get testosterone shots and building it up artificially. People with natural high circulating testosterone, they found, many of these men seem to be less at risk for heart disease, obesity, and stroke. Now, is it coincidental that, when you're low in testosterone, you seem to have less lean muscle, more body fat, as opposed to the opposite when your testosterone is high? And maybe coincidentally, these men are just healthier and we find more natural testosterone? Or is there really something to high testosterone helping men prevent heart disease and stroke? Now, of course, we have to be careful. We start giving men testosterone like we gave women estrogen. Remember, estrogen was clot-forming, was causing heart disease, acceleration of an estrogen-sensitive breast cancer in a vulnerable female. So we don't like to just start giving people hormones, but they are going to be studying this because maybe hormone supplementation could help us when it comes to heart disease and stroke. So interesting stuff. All right. Also in medical news, fascinating stuff. Monkeys were able to, as we talked about earlier this hour, monkeys were able to mind control a virtual arm. They call it an avatar's arm. And how they were getting positive feedback is they had a brain implant that would vibrate and let them know they were doing the right thing. And so what they want to do with this technology, and this occurred in the Technical University in Munich, is to build a whole body exoskeleton that people can move with brain activity, where the brain activity is hooked up to this exoskeleton. Now, what they're hoping, their short-term plans, though, are in 2014 when it's the World Cup, they want the Brazilian team to walk out on the field, and then they want two quadriplegic teenagers to walk out on the field and kick the ball using this technology. I mean, if they could train paralyzed people to mind control a limb, this would be absolutely phenomenal. Because, I mean, right now we are mind controlling our legs and our arms. We just don't think about it. What would have to happen is these people would have to be trained. with years of biofeedback. I mean, I don't know how they'd be ready by 2014, but I mean, just amazing stuff. But you know, here, you're looking at this stuff. You're looking at possible cure for diabetes. We're looking at, you know, possible virtual limbs. And this stuff is expensive. I mean, this is expensive stuff. I mean, how many of us who can't move a limb would love to have something like this? I doubt it's going to be on Medicare's covered list. But that's where we're going. I mean, we have amazing medical technologies right now. Just absolutely mind-blowing. And we are so lucky that these technologies are being studied and, you know, hopefully could later be on the market. What were we talking about earlier this week? You know, possibly stopping gray hair. Lord knows I got a lot of it. I mean, you know how much money that would save with me not having to go to the hairdresser? You know, you look at that, that saves money. But I know the government doesn't want to hear that. All right. Also in medical news, you know, they've been experimenting. And for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They've been experimenting with ICU patients, playing around with their nutritional supplements that they give through the feeding tubes or the IV. And they've been seeing some promising studies with omega-3 fish oils. Well, unfortunately, a study came out today saying not only did it not help, but it may make things worse. All right. Apparently, people that were on ventilators for lung problems were randomly assigned to get these nutritional supplements twice a day, either with the fish oils or not. And those that received the fish oils actually did worse. And some actually died. Now, I'm not saying because of fish oil, but, you know, we've been kind of playing around with nutrition. You know, a lot of times when you're in the ICU, you know, we have to remember to start feeding you after a few days with the TPN when your body can handle it. And we get the pharmacist involved to help and the nutritionist involved to design what's going to be put into you. And they were thinking, well, why don't we try the fish oils because it decreases inflammation? Well, maybe it's just not enough, or the form that you're getting when you're in the comatose state isn't enough to do what it needs to. I mean, I got to be honest. I don't think those of us running to a store and starting to pop fish oil is going to make us healthy all of a sudden. I think those of us that eat fish on a regular basis are. And I don't want to extrapolate to this one study, but if I could just go off on a tangent here, you know, we think we could go to the drugstore and we could pop these supplements and make it all better. The people that do the healthiest are the ones that eat healthy. It's the natural forms. Remember, there was a study that kind of scared us about calcium supplementation and heart attacks, where it could actually cause calcium deposits and buildup, possibly, all the calcium supplements we're taking. Yet we don't see that in dietary calcium. You know, we don't. People drinking fat-free milk and fat-free yogurt don't seem to clog their arteries with dietary calcium. But when you take it in supplement form, there could be issues. You know, so what do they need to do? You know, grind up fish in these TPNs? I don't know. I mean, you know, when you're in the ICU, you need to get nutrition, you know, I mean, any way you could digest it. And these TPNs have been doing very well in terms of, you know, feeding people. But when they tried to experiment with fish oil, looks like it might have backfired. So interesting stuff. Another group of people that tried to experiment were some prison inmates in Utah State Prison. They tried to make their own alcohol using leftover fruit, sugar, ketchup, and moldy bread. It's called prison wine or toilet wine. Well, 12 prison inmates came down with botulism. We need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about stress on the job. It's called the Black Death of the 21st century. Coming back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia for up-to-date medical updates. Yeah, I've been, asked how I feel about, Sarah Palin not running. I like Sarah Palin. I love her family. Very, very sweet. Her mom and dad, just awesome. There's a picture of them on Facebook with me. Just, lovely family. I've really been impressed with her over the years. Yeah, I'm a little sad. I was a little sad Governor Christie isn't running. But, we got some good people, and, we just put all our support by the one that's going to win the primary, and we see how things go. I was talking about in the first hour how one of my predictions is Hillary Clinton is going to probably want to run in 2016, depending on what happens with Obama winning a second term or the Republicans coming into power in 2012. And my only concern with that is many people who wanted to witness history by electing the first black male president will also want to witness history and vote in the first female president. I mean, who wouldn't want to see history twice? Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want to be a part of that? Right? It's just, I don't want Hillary Clinton president. So, yeah, I think a little small part of me was kind of hoping, you know, Sarah Palin could run so everybody would kind of get this, you know, vote a woman as president, you know, out of their system. I don't think it should matter if you're a woman or a male, but, you know, people want to witness history. And, you know, it was historic that Barack Obama was, the first African-American voted as president. And, you know, a lot of us, we're happy that we were able to, you know, witness history and, you know, be a part of it. But I think even more of us are really disappointed with what the administration has done. So, you know, the pendulum is going to be going back and forth, and we don't want the pendulum to swing the other way in 2016. So we'll see how things go, especially how things weigh in with the Affordable Health Care Act, because, again, the Democrats put the Republicans and the conservatives in a bind. All right, if Obamacare gets repealed, Republicans only have 4 years to fix health care, which you can't do. Nobody can do, right? And we promised health care to everybody. And how do you do that without taking away from other people? So it's going to be very interesting and scary to see how that plays out. If Obamacare doesn't get repealed, we're going to have the aftermath of that in addition to the economic woes. So, we keep trudging along and we, you know, put our support behind whoever's going to hopefully do the right thing, right? All right. Okay, so I want to talk about here, we were talking about, and for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, these 12 prison inmates, what's wrong with you guys' radios? Check your radios. Yeah, that wasn't me. That was your radios. 12 prison inmates contracted botulism in Utah State Prison because what they tried to do was make their own alcohol. They did a mixture of leftover fruit, sugar, ketchup, and some moldy bread. They call it prison wine or toilet wine. And unfortunately, they had botulism can kill. We've talked about botulism on the show before. There's three types. There's the infant botulism that happens when Clostridium botulism spores grow in the baby's intestinal tract. That's why we, you know, try to tell moms don't give babies honey. There's the foodborne botulism, which we see in the canned food. There's wound botulism, where in your wound the bacteria can get in, form a cut. When they lack oxygen, they grow. Anaerobic bacteria cause this deadly gas, and the toxin just also eats away at the healthy tissue. Now, how they knew these people had it is they start to have blurred vision, droopy eyelids, trouble breathing, paralysis, difficulty swallowing or speaking. Those are signs of botulism, as well as nausea, vomiting, abdominal cramps. Infants may also show some constipation, some floppy movements, pretty scary stuff. So I don't know what the medical status is of any of these 12 inmates, but, you know, crazy that they would, try to make their own alcohol. How do you do that? It's leftover fruit, sugar, ketchup, and moldy bread. Really? Oh, man. Oh, that sounds absolutely disgusting. Just absolutely disgusting. Okay. We were also talking about earlier, in one of the earlier hours of my show, about this Portland, Oregon bus driver who was driving the bus, and there was a mom with her baby, and the baby was screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming. Okay, so the Portland bus driver said, to heck with this. She's like, I can't concentrate. I can't drive with that noise. So she asked mom and baby to leave. Now, mom and baby did. They were upset. Everybody on the bus got upset. They left in protest. And now, of course, the transit agency TriMet is going to meet this week with the driver. I mean, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. You know, we live with kids. We really shouldn't be separating kids from, you know, normal adults. I separating kids. I love my kids, but, you know, they do things that us normal adults don't do. And, yes, we laugh and stuff, but, you know, I've talked about what I did with my kids. When my kids scream, we handled it differently in my family. I mean, when I was growing up, you didn't get to make that sound long. I mean, my parents knew how to shut us up with just a look. There was a mommy or daddy look. I couldn't do that. My kids weren't scared of me. I couldn't give them that mommy look or that daddy look. So what I had to do is, rather than sit there in a restaurant and have them scream and throw a big fit and make a ruckus, I would take them out because I didn't want everybody else disturbed. And I brought them to the car. We turned the air conditioning on. I sat in the car with them, and I just let them scream. And then when I got sick of hearing it, I, you know, got out of the car, left the door open, and I just sat there. You know, air conditioning was on, so the kid was safe, and he screamed. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. After 15, 20 minutes, they get tired of screaming. Now, of course, with babies, you know, you always want to take a look at their toes, make sure a piece of hair isn't wrapped around the toe and he has a strangulated toe and that's why he's, you know, screaming. I mean, you want to see what's wrong with them. But if they're fed, their diaper's fine, they don't have colic, they're throwing a temper tantrum, let them have their temper tantrum. Let them scream outside. Let them scream in the parking lot. You know, scream in the parking lot. You know, I mean, you know, just tell the parents, look, I can't have them scream in the restaurant. Let's scream. You know, just go, okay, when you're done, you're done. And what I used to do is I used to sing to their screaming, okay? Because, you know, my kids would have a certain tone. I'd be like, wah! I'd be like, wah! Wah! You know, and I would just kind of sing to it. So I'd be just sitting there, you know, I mean, you got to pass the time. And, you know, finally, you know, you go, wah, 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 wah. You can kind of play with it. And, you know, finally, you know, they get mad. They get more mad, but then they start to giggle. And then you're like, are you done? I want to eat. I mean, one time my husband had to just wrap up the food and bring it out to me. But we were not going to disturb the restaurant with the baby crying. Now, of course, most people are taking the mom and the baby side with this, and I'm not taking sides. I'm just saying, you know, look, I don't think a lot of us new parents are handling our screaming child the right way. You know, I mean, we didn't have, I mean, you know, kids used to scream. Yeah, babies scream, but we didn't have the temper tantrums in public like we do now. I mean, I look and I see and I'm like, really? I mean, not even a mommy look, not even a, you know, really, you know, and I see these kids, they walk all over their parents. Now, if the bus driver, though, is that on edge where she can't even handle the noise of a baby crying, I mean, then you know, she needs to be kind of evaluated. You don't want somebody that on edge. But honestly, you know, a child screaming for 40 minutes, that it's tough to drive. It's tough to concentrate. And, you know, she's in charge of all the lives. She's liable and responsible for getting those people safe, lead to where they need to go. So I don't know. The problem is, you know, us moms, I mean, it's really hard to control your kids, you know. And it's just, you know, what do you do? So interesting stuff. I mean, I remember my babies on the plane. So I'd take them to the back of the plane. I'd hang out with the flight attendants. And then I'd stand in the bathroom and I'd let them scream in the bathroom, you know, and then when they were done, they were done. Then, you know, 'cause they get tired. They get tired after a while. I get tired. You know, I'm on the radio now 3 hours a day. I get tired. You get tired talking. It's very fatiguing. You move your mouth, you move your teeth, you move your tongue, right? You get tired. And I know, and you guys get tired of listening to me. I know you do. All right. When we come back, stress at work is the black death of the 21st century. Why? Coming up on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Show sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so they say stress right now is the number one reason for a worker to take off long-term leave. So it's not accidents, it's not heart issues, it's not pregnancy, it's stress. Now, they're saying The experts are calling the psychological condition, right, the 21st century equivalent of the Black Death. Really? Really? They say apparently stress is linked to stroke, heart attack, cancer, back problems, etc. And more people are taking 4 weeks off of work. They're having more stress. You know what, though? I have to say, as much as I kind of think this sounds ridiculous, if I actually stop and think about it, the number one request for time off is stress. I'm going to say 8 out of 10 people ask for me to fill out their FMLA forms and their time off work forms for stress. It's true. It's true. I didn't realize it. I always thought it was back pain. I mean, when I first started my training, it used to be back pain. It used to be arthritic issues or having a surgery, but they're right. Now, of course, you know, we've talked about stress on the show a lot and how deadly it could be. Stress does increase your chance of risk, stroke, et cetera. One of the reasons is because the stress itself can cause internal damage. Number two is the secondary problems of stress. You're not sleeping well. You're not eating well. You're not forming good close relationships, obviously, when you're stressed. You bark at the kids. You bark at your spouse. Or you isolate yourself. You get depression. But, yeah, you know, come to think of it, one of the most common requests, I had 2 requests today in the office asking for me to let them off work because of stress. Now, see, what I dislike about the FMLA forms, the family medical leave forms, is, you know, they want a diagnosis. And, you know, it just to me, is counterintuitive to tell the boss that the worker is too stressed to be at work, you know, because I don't want their boss or their employer to say, well, then I need somebody who could, you know, psychologically handle the job. We talked about that. Remember, I had a listener who asked me about mental days. I guess this is the newest and latest thing, latest craze. You take a mental day. You don't take a sick day. You take a vacation day. You call it a mental day, meaning you're stressed. Now, I don't know if people are calling them mental days on purpose because they want to try to tell the employer something and drop a hint that they're too stressed at work, that the workplace environment is too stressful. But I was kind of concerned that, you know, as a boss, if somebody's asking me to take mental days, you know, are they really the right person for the job? I mean, you know, I mean, being in the medical profession, very stressful, being in the construction industry, being in a first responder, I mean, it is pretty stressful, you know. And maybe those people, and I said, you know, those people that I think deserve a mental day are the ones who are, you know, first responders working 7-8 days in a row, not getting a day off, you know, covering other people's shifts. Yeah, I think you do need to take a day of rest. Absolutely. I mean, that's why in the Bible we have the Sabbath, right? God knew we needed to take a day of rest, right? That's where the Sabbath came from. I mean, we need to do, I need to do another show on that. We did a show once of the medical implications and the psychological instructions that were given in the Bible and how medically and psychologically relevant those were. We need to revisit another show with that because that was really fun. But, you know, the fact that we have the Sabbath, the day of rest, means even, you know, in the Bible they said even your animals, even your workers need to have a day of rest. You can't take the day of rest and have your workers work. You know, we all have to take off. Everybody has to take that day of rest. And so it's important. It is. It's important. The only thing is, you know, right now we're in a situation where unemployment is very, very high. If we want to decrease our workload or decrease the amount of stress, we have a target on our back. I mean, right now there are tons of people that want a job. So, you know, if you don't want to do the work, if you don't want to step up to the plate, if you're overstressed, if you want to take a mental day, if you want to take time off, you're leaving yourself completely vulnerable to your employer hiring somebody else. And it's very frustrating. Now, you know, as having been an employee, I mean, I've worked 2-3 jobs my whole life. You know, I definitely see the need for employees to get a break. I've seen the abuse. In fact, I found a really interesting article, 10 Things Only Bad Managers Say. This is kind of interesting. I want to read it to you if we have time. I've seen the abuse. I've been cussed at. I've been hit. I've been sexually harassed. I mean, so I see what a lot of people go through. And so I definitely sympathize and empathize with the worker. But then on the flip side, being an employer, if somebody says they need to take 4 weeks off for stress, I have to still cover their position. So what do you do? Do you hire somebody to cover that position, and then do you fire that person that stepped up to the plate right? Because after 4 weeks, your employee comes back. Is your employee going to need to take another mental vacation? Did this employee that you hire, are they doing a better job? I mean, that's kind of difficult. You know, when I do FMLA for my my patients, you know, who need it in their jobs, and they say, look, I need you to excuse me 2-3 days a week, 4 weeks a month, you know, 12 months a year. Even though, you know, I understand and we get the documentation and I refer them to a therapist, et cetera, you know, part of me goes, how's the employer going to handle this position? If somebody's taking off 2-3 times a week in a 5-day work week, you know, no wonder they're going to start looking for somebody else. Now, of course, the FMLA offers you some protection, but I still see people eventually get fired, right? Or what eventually happens is your coworker has to cover your shifts. So then I have the coworker come in and saying they need FMLA. So, I mean, here's the problem. Right now with high unemployment, there are tons of people that want your job. And what do you do if you're stressed? What do you do? I mean, my recommendation would be to sit down with the boss and tell them, look, I want this job. I love my job. I want to do a good job. But I'm noticing a little bit of burnout. All right? And burnout is okay. All right? Don't confuse burnout with needing a quote-unquote mental day. A mental day to a non-trained, you know, professional, somebody who doesn't have psychological training, will think you're going to just go, you know, crazy and you're going to shoot up the place. You know, they may not understand that, but if you could say, look, I feel some impending burnout and I don't want to because I want to do my job nice and strong. What could we do? What suggestions do you have so I avoid burnout? Should I work from home? Should I maybe take an extra afternoon off? Can I maybe come to work an extra hour later so I get some sleep so I'm more productive? But you need to sit down and maybe have the employer help come up with some suggestions. Now, according to this article, 10 things only bad managers say. This comes from Bloomberg Business Week. There may be no talking with your boss. I mean, they may be an idiot. One thing they may say is, if you don't want this job, I'll find someone who does. All right, I hate the threats. I hate the threats, but some of them do that. Or they'll say, look, I don't pay you to think. A boss that tells you I don't pay you to think doesn't allow you to be creative, doesn't allow you to, you know, express thoughts, not a good boss. I won't have you on eBay or Facebook while you're on the clock. Okay, well, I don't know if that's, you know, I mean, maybe that's mean the way he said it, but honestly, I don't like it when my staff are Facebooking and Twittering and playing solitaire on the job. I can't stand it because you're paying for them. If a boss says, oh, I'll take it under advisement, you know, or duly noted, they're not listening. And a boss that doesn't listen to you may not be the right boss for you. Well, who gave you permission to do that? If a boss says that because you decided to hold a meeting, all right, he doesn't like independent thinking, again, maybe not the best boss. Now, a boss that says, drop everything and do this now, Bloomberg Businessweek says that's what a bad manager does. Drop everything and do this now. Unfortunately, in the medical field, we do this, okay? You know, if somebody needs a stat test, if some, absolutely. Maybe we'll hold off on filing to do that. But, you know, listen, you know, the stress in the workplace, it's not going away. So we're going to talk about this more on the next hour. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Keep the calls coming and your emails coming. We'll be right back.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.